Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Masks of Nyarlathotep, by Larry DiTilio and Lynn Willis.
Shall we stop?
Well,
whenever you're ready.
A group of guys, or group of you, were looking at breaking into the Penhew Foundation.
Well, I think we're in there, right?
I think we just got down to the basement, and I think we were just about to branch off from that. Let me open up the drawing.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah, you guys should open up.
I feel like things were going rather well, which can only...
only be bad.
Yeah.
Jonathan, don't mind him. Yeah. It was going terribly. Terribly.
We're looking for a bit of luck.
Yeah. But it was about to look up.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
We can say Jamie was there. Oh, was he doing something else? Or
Jamie hasn't been consciously doing anything since November, so
or really.
We sort of did have a review last session.
At the blue diamond. Because we did have
some. Miles was staking out.
I'm there. Okay. Miles is out hanging out and watching the backlot or whatever it is.
Miles was staking out the blue diamond. So we'll say Jamie's actually with the group breaking into the... into Gavigan's. Building the Penhew Foundation. Okay?
Sounds good.
So, yes, you worked out that there was an elevator in the basement, but there was no entrances to get to
another floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went back out, and I think we were checking to see where the guard was inside, and he was somewhere on the second floor.
On the second floor, yep. Okay, and you're preparing to pick the lock. I don't know if you actually picked the lock.
No, I think we saved that for this time.
Okay, so who's going to pick the lock?
Ophelia, of course. and I can assist if she, for some reason, is feeling, you know, blasé about it.
Unable to do a little fumbly there. Right, let's roll some dice. 60. Character sheet would also be good, wouldn't it? I have a feeling that might be a success, but...
Well, my locksmith is a 51, and I think yours was significantly better than that.
Yeah. Where do I go? Call Cthulhu. Skype of Cthulhu. What are we doing now? Not horror on the arena. It's just automatically
Masks.
That folder. Yeah. There we go. Found the character sheet. No, I don't. Stupid acrobat. I do not want to pick my color theme. Go away. Locksmith, 69. Yes, that is a success.
Okay. You open up the door. So you're at the back door, which is to the top.
Okay.
Now, you know from previous visits that the room that I've got highlighted in there that is actually shown is the waiting room and Gavigan's office. So that's where you're taken to meet for Gavigan.
Okay. Now, okay. Do you have a different drawing for this one, Gary?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's in the.
Yeah, he put it on the notes.
Do you need me to send it to you, level, by Scott?
Oh, that's the ground level. Oh, okay. I thought that was the basement that we were in.
No, you're in the ground.
Okay, perfect.
Where are we coming in? I guess that's my question. In the back of that hallway? Okay.
Yeah, the top door, middle hallway. I'm just putting in doors at the moment.
I don't know whether I've been here before. Was it assumed that I was Ophelia was present or no? Okay.
No, so it was basically Miles and
Jim.
Yeah, it was me and Edwin. Yeah.
All right, I'll just step back and let you guys go first.
Yeah, I think Gavigan's office was on this first floor, correct?
Yep. The section that's there is actually got where you can see, or is what you know. So that room that's I've already drawn in.
The one off to the right, the blue one?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I'll just start heading towards Gavigan's office.
And those are stairs as we come in, correct?
That is correct. There are stairs going up. And there was another set of stairs going up near the men's toilets as well. Sorry, just really, really bad at drawing.
Of course, should we take care of the guard first?
I mean, that would probably be a good idea, but I think if we're quiet, I don't know if he's necessarily going to come in Gavin's office, but I want to see if it's locked or not.
Maybe we don't even need to worry with him unless, it becomes inconvenient.
Yeah, maybe if someone just keeps a lookout, maybe he'll just pass right by us if we can get ourselves into a locked office. Ophelia.
Okay. Yeah.
Lead the way.
So, yeah, check that first door for Gavigan's office.
Okay, so it's not locked.
Okay, so we'll go inside. Second door, is that locked?
Nope.
No.
What's in the first room? Are there like filing cabinets and stuff as well?
Basically, there's a secretary's desk and seats in that first room.
Okay.
Where is the description?
I could spend some time with her desk while you guys go all the way in.
Yeah, I was thinking definitely good to check the secretary's desk. The information broker.
Yeah,
again.
So at least have a schedule. You tell if he was in New York when Jackson was killed or whatever, something incriminating.
Thank you for that.
Human sacrifice scheduled for Wednesday.
A purchase order for over 100 scimitars. Strange.
When you go into, you search the secretary's desk. Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. See what that is. Unfortunately, not very high. Oh! No, it's a fail.
I get a
47
if I help. Yeah, which is a pass for me.
Don't see anything on it.
While they're searching that, I'm going to search Gavigan's desk.
Okay, well, you go into Gavigan's office. Now, there are three closet doors behind his desk. That's at the top of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really ornate room. Make me a spot hidden roll. And there's, by the way, a safe. Locked safe.
Ooh, Ophelia's going to have fun with that. Oof. That's a fail for me on the spot hidden. Just missed it by 5.
That means mine, too.
Don't necessarily have that much luck to spend.
You don't find anything.
So is that just a general spot hidden for the room?
For Gavigan's desk. They were looking at it specifically.
Desk. Okay. Yep. I'll have a quick once over.
Who's keeping a watch out, by the way?
I imagine.
Yeah. Jamie?
Probably Jamie. He's not going to be.
And Jamie, yes.
Okay.
Just wait next to the door. And as soon as, if the guard comes in, just crack him over the head.
Are there glass walls, like, facing that hallway, by any chance?
Can you guys give me an... no, there's no glass walls facing the hallway. Can you guys give me... average or stealth?
Okay.
Average or stealth.
Here, okay. I've got Excel open right now, so I got a 60.
40
I've got a...
Wait, say that again?
40 for Jamie.
40.
Betsy's at 30. Uh-huh.
30.
06 for Tito.
What's your...
What's your
skill for stealth?
The base, 20%?
20.
But I like to roll.
Yeah.
Ophelia's is 56.
56. Okay, so average is 41.2.
Yeah, not bad.
So, 41. Yeah. Make a roll, at least.
41.
Well, let's use Randall's roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'll let you get away with that, okay. Okay, Jamie, can you make me a listen roll, please? Are you in the hallway or in the waiting room?
Or muted.
Oh, sorry, that's a hard success, and I would be wherever the boss told me to be.
So, inside the waiting room. Just inside the door.
Okay.
You know, positioned in such a way that if the guard opened the door, Jamie would be right there to take care of him.
So you hear footsteps coming to the door. And they seem to stop at the door.
Betsy's in that room with you, I think. But she doesn't hear anything.
Yep. Okay. And the door seems to click open. What do you do?
I'm going to do what the boss told me to do. I'm going to hit. Well, I wouldn't even wait for the door to be open. The boss told me what to do. So if there are footsteps outside the door, I'm going to open the door and knock out whoever's there.
Okay.
Well, elemental surprise, okay. Gary.
Yes. Oh, actually, no surprise, unfortunately.
Fuck.
Because he rolled a 0-1 on his.
No.
Listen.
Oh. What the hell? Of course they have the guard with supersonic hearing.
I thought this was some doddery old guy. It's the world listening champion.
Lovely. Reading championship.
Okay, I've just got to find the cultists. Because, of course, they keep them not in the actual section of the Pentium Foundation, but right at the bottom of the chapter.
Well, of course.
Okay, so... Okay, so what is your dex?
Jamie's dex is 8.
Jamie? Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Okay, well, you go first.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Punch him square in the... Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Punch him square in the...
Did your fist fall off?
Uh-oh. No.
Who's not uh-oh?
A normal success, but barely. 73 out of 75.
Oh, okay, God. We'll give him a fight back roll. And he fails, so...
Yes!
Damage?
What is my damage?
D4 plus your D20 of damage bonus.
Yep, unfortunately, I'm probably not using those fancy lion claws. I'll be using a few right now at the moment. Oh. That'll be 3. Do I have a damage bonus? I don't think I do. Why am I not seeing damage bonus on my character sheet?
What's your strength of dex?
There it is. No, I do not have a damage bonus. So just 3.
3 points of damage. Okay. Are they, because you're trying to knock out, are there still knockout rules?
Well, if I didn't surprise him, I'm probably just punching him.
Okay. Let me look. I'll look it up, Gary.
Cool. Well, because I don't remember if there's knockout rules anymore.
I had forgotten all about those claws and everything, all the fancy booty from the other house.
Well, I would have too, except it's on my character sheet. that's the only way that I know.
Are you carrying them with you?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay. Cool.
What else do we have? Does anybody remember? I know... We've got that books and a mask.
Mm-hmm. No, you got rid of the mask.
We burned the mask.
Okay.
No, you couldn't burn the mask. You ended up putting it in cement.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yeah. That's right.
Why did we do that?
Because it drove somebody insane.
me.
That's why we're on the second gym right now. You don't happen to be triplets, do you, Max?
No.
Didn't you lose something like 30 or 40?
A lot. Was
like,
yeah.
You lost about 30 points of sanity, I think it was.
It was too much.
You might turn out to be quintuplets before the game's over.
Okay, anyway, we'll give him a chance to... Okay, he'll attack you back. Roll. So he rolls a 10. He gets a hard success.
Oh, is he fighting me still? Darn it. Tell him to stop. yeah, I'm fighting back, clearly. He has a hard success. I have a...
Yep.
I will have a hard success as well in just a moment. Once I spend 4 points of luck.
You don't. A hard success doesn't help you in fighting back.
No,
that's right.
Yep. Never mind. He wins.
Sure, Gary won't mind you blowing the luck, but
take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
The brute.
Okay. You guys can hear a scuffle. By the way, the rest of you.
Oh yeah, Betty's there. Sure.
But he's there as well, yeah.
She'll go out.
Smack him with her purse.
Yeah, well, she might draw a gun.
No, she'll...
You said 4?
Four, yeah, four. Betsy can roll a two hit.
Yeah, Betsy will try. She's going to try to grab his legs. Ah, an 82. I don't think so. He's,
yeah. No.
Hold still! Hold still!
So I just looked up. I just looked up knockout rules. So page 125. Yep. It just says the standard rules allow for a target to be knocked unconscious when attack inflicts a major wound.
Which it didn't.
And yeah, and then the other bit is if you wish to incorporate a movie style knockout rule. So that's, I guess, an optional rule, and it treats it as a maneuver. So
it'll be a brawl rule. Yeah.
Yeah. And if that's successful, then you render them unconscious with one hit point of damage. That's the rule that's on by default in Pulp, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. Nah, we're not going to do that.
Seems perfectly fair.
Well, yeah. When I see Demon struggling, I'm going to jump in and help him.
Yeah, I think if we hear a struggle, we're all going to jump in.
Okay, yeah, you guys will be around because you have to get there from the office to the waiting room. So next round will still be the two versus the one. What's your dex, Betsy?
65.
Okay, so... Exactly the same. Okay, so Jamie, you're first.
Normal success.
Okay, he will try to defend and fail.
1 point of damage.
Okay. Betsy.
She'll try to grab his legs again to hold him. And another 80. Or 87.
Okay.
Do you have like an extra die because two others?
Oh, oh yeah, you do? You're a second person in combat. Mm-hmm.
So, like a bonus die, huh? Ah, 37, but that's still not high enough for Betsy.
Hold still!
He's going
Steven,
to
trying to help.
Grapple.
Now he's using. He's using his torch, by the way, to hit you.
He's attacking
and
small club.
Me?
He misses. Okay.
Yeah. Who was he with?
Who was he attacking? Because the person he was attacking Jamie. Gets to fight back, potentially.
Yes, Jamie gets to fight back, yes.
No.
trying to help you out here, Jim.
Okay. I appreciate
this round, who's going through the door first? Because only one of you through the door at a time. So this round.
Well, who has the highest dex? That's probably who would be going through first.
Yep.
So I've got a 65.
My dex is 85, but I'll let you go first.
Yeah. We've got 50. So you go first. You go first.
Yeah, I'll go through first. Slipping on my brass knuckles.
And I think only three of you guys can really attack him at once.
Okay. So then
he's standing in the doorway.
So then can I go ahead and haul off and try and hit him?
Well, it's basically you're going off in this round, so yours is what your dex again?
65.
Okay, so Jamie's first.
Okay.
Aren't there rules for like overpowering someone? I don't know. That's
like... You just get more and more bonus dice, don't you?
Is it? I thought
you. Yeah.
And he gets penalty dice.
Don't they actually get penalty dice on fighting back or something?
Yes. Yes, he gets penalty dice on fighting back.
I thought there was something where you could kind of bear them down to the ground or something.
Seems like there is something. There's sort of a grapply thing.
Yeah,
and I think once
you're completely outnumbered, I mean, it's inevitable which way it's going to go. So
right, and it's like anything related to the brawl roll. So the combat maneuver would grappling, anything like that, you're getting the penalties.
Yes. Okay, so, Jamie.
Yup. Normal success.
Okay, he gets 2-5 back. He's actually got... because he doesn't get the penalty on the first one, does he?
Yeah, because there's three people fighting him, he gets 2 penalty dice.
2 penalty dice, yep, that's cool. Let's see, sorry, I'll... So... He fails. Jamie hit.
3.
Ooh. Okay, so does he get a con check?
Only if he again, has 6 or less hit points left.
No, he's still going then. Yeah. Okay, now it'll be Betsy.
Okay. But I get a bonus die.
Ah ha ha! Finally! She grabs his legs. Unless.
Sure, he'll try to fight back. No, he doesn't fight back. So you grab his legs. And let's give him. Text check. The penalty dice. And he falls to the ground.
All right, we're going to hold on tight.
Okay. So he can't fight back at the moment.
So then I can smack him with my brass knuckles?
Yep.
That's a fail.
You can't fail to hit someone who's on the ground like that, can you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just damage
then. He's grappled. No, just do damage.
All right. So, big ol' whopping 2.
Jamie, you do damage.
2 as well.
Man, we are just pummeling this guy.
Yeah, this reminds me of the old times. You know, he was just there standing and smiling.
Just kind of poking him strongly. Hey. You
ask him some questions. Yeah,
you knock him out.
All right. Well, I'm gonna check those 3 closets in Gavigan's office and see if there's one with enough space to put a person in it.
Betsy's gonna grab keys off this guy.
Oh, good idea, Betsy.
You get the keys.
I guess while we're at it, search the rest of his person.
Yeah, maybe he has an ID card or something. Gosh.
Blue security card.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Sorry, I'll just get back to...
Ophelia barely sort of looked up from the desk while this was all going on. So she also got an 11 on her spot hidden, which was an extreme, if that helps searching the desk.
Nice.
There was nothing on the desk. Nothing of interest.
Betsy didn't see anything on the secretary's desk, but I think some other people made their spots. I didn't hear, Gary. Did we spy anything out front with her desk?
No, you didn't find anything on her desk either. Okay.
With my eagle-eyed extreme success, do I see anything else interesting in the room? Sort of a general looking around.
There's the safe.
There's the safe and the closets.
I'll look at the safe then, with a view to opening it.
Make me a a really good save. So make me extreme lockpick roll.
Oh, extreme.
It's a really good save.
08.
Oh, wow.
Extreme locksmith roll.
Nice.
Very well done. You
misspent youth.
And inside contains a packet of 100 5-pound notes.
Okay.
And some paperwork.
I'll take the paperwork.
Yeah. Money's probably the least interesting thing to Ophelia.
Yep.
Yeah. That's she doesn't need it.
Just money and some papers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start flicking through the papers.
I'm definitely looking through the closets to A, see what's in there, B, see if we can stash this guy in there.
Okay, the closets. You go into the closet. It actually opens up. Where is it? Sorry, I just got to get back to the picture. Actually opens up into one big room. There's three doors.
Oh, but they're all connected?
Yes.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
The full length of it. And make me a spot hidden roll. I think it's a hard spot hidden roll. Yeah.
I will burn 5 luck to make it.
Okay. You notice as you step in there, you notice that seems to be a panel that doesn't seem to sit right or not right. Fully flush, and you all think right. It can open.
I will try.
You open the panel and you step into what is a storage room. That's the room right at the back.
Okay.
Behind Gavigan's office. So I'll just draw the door in. There. And in there is boxes and a sarcophagus.
A sarcophagus?
Oh dear.
Okay.
Does that room have the door to the hallway to it right there?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Is that door locked?
The storage room's door? Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm
sure that wouldn't have been a problem for us, but...
The sarcophagus is empty.
Now, okay. What does the Pinhu Foundation do again? It's not just money. They actually...
They fund involved. And, you know, outfit expeditions.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I guess...
This
isn't as shocking as finding that stuff underneath the New York... pawn shop, yeah. I guess.
Ophelia, can you make me a accounting roll? Or?
I can make a roll. And I can tell you that with my accounting score of 5, no. I'm not willing to burn 70 points of luck, let's put it that way.
What you got seems to be account books, journals from right. The safe.
Um,
It's disappointing.
Okay.
Do we have an accountant?
Iris, maybe. Gail's character.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, she...
Iris hasn't been particularly talkative recently, has she?
She's been under the weather, I think.
Well, I do have an accountant.
Boxing. Oh.
But,
oh, yeah? Yeah, well, of course, Tito, yeah, back, with your York, wonderful but... importing business.
Exactly.
Okay. Also, those of you who have gone into the storage room.
So me.
Mm-hmm. Me. Make me a spot hidden room.
That's a success.
Zombies again.
Ooh, the 100.
Okay.
Oh, you walk into a door or something.
You trip over a box. You don't hurt yourself, but you just trip over a box. But, Jim, you notice that a section of circle relative to the mummy case, the sarcophagus, is less dusty and somewhat worn.
You mean like underneath the sarcophagus?
Around
the sarcophagus. I'm going to try and move. Tito, help me with this. And try and like move the sarcophagus to fit where the dust stops.
Call for Jamie, man. He's probably our muscle.
What are your strengths? Combined strength?
50.
70.
Okay. Make me make me a roll.
31.
Adding your strengths together, by the way.
Okay.
Adding them together or average?
Yeah.
Well, that's 120, and we get a 31.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yep. Not a problem. You hear a crack. And the case starts to move. And you basically sounds like snapping of mechanism.
Like the breaking of a mechanism?
Yep, but the case moves, and there are steps leading down.
Ooh.
Damn it, Jim, well spotted.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I mean, I didn't become a private eye for nothing.
I'm going to gather all the other guys. Hey, guys, come over here. Philia.
What are we doing with the guard?
I was going to stick him in the closet.
In a watching room at the moment.
Or nothing. Pull him over and
stick him in the closet.
Lock him in.
Well, you guys are all going through the closet.
Oh, there's not like a separate... With those three doors, there's not like a separate location.
No, they're all one big room.
I mean, we can just shove him up in a corner. We're just going through the closet. We're not, like, huddling in the closet.
Sure. Yeah. Why don't we just take him with us down the stairs, and we leave him there.
Okay, Tito, you go ahead and carry him, and that'll be fine.
What's your strength?
50.
Make me a strength roll if you want to carry him down the stairs. It'll probably be hard because it's a very steep stairs.
Nope. No, he's too heavy. He's too heavy. Let's take a look first and then we'll figure out what to do with him.
Okay, so you
Is there any rope or something to tie him up with in the storage room?
Oh, the storage room, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be right there.
Okay, let's tie him up and gag his mouth.
Yep. You do that.
And tie him to something.
Just put him inside the sarcophagus tied up.
Nice. Yeah.
Not getting out of that with no hands free.
Okay, now can people head back to the basement picture?
Okay.
Or open up the basement picture, please. Ophelia, did you take the money?
No.
No, okay.
I may even put the paperwork back because it seems pretty boring. Yeah, in fact, I'll put it back and lock it up again.
Okay. Let me know when you're all in the basement.
And then I'll, go after the others.
I'm in.
Yep. Cool. The room is enclosed by foot-thick concrete on all sides. The blue square on the basement is the room.
What do we see in the room?
There are several small, not well disguised connections. Electrical cable leads from the main fuse box. Hot cold water pipes pass through, as well as the connection to the boiler. There's also an air intake into the room.
Could I see what the mechanism? Can I see the mechanisms that we heard when we were moving the thing in the ceiling?
Yes, you can. There seems to be an electric motor and mechanism, and you think it would have been to open it. That square that I've put there is the stairway that you came down.
Okay.
Okay. Just wait. Sorry. Okay, now inside the room, a comfortable study area is in this room, small seating for a small, that'd be probably big enough for a small meeting, like two or three people. There seems to be supply of tin food and water. On a table, there's a revolver with a box of bullets. There's a bundle of money, documents. They look like possibly passports. There's artwork. There's several small crates stacked around the room. Two are open and empty. The larger one is closed and stenciled with Hong Fong Imports, 15 Kaeyong Road, Shanghai, China, written in English and in Chinese. In smaller letters is the words "Attention, Honorable Ho Fong."
Ooh, so it's to the guy who owns the place.
And we've already got some lead there, right? Someone from the original expedition was spotted in Hong Kong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. A smaller wooden crate is stenciled Randolph Shipping Company, Port Darwin, Northern Territory, domain of Australia.
Australia.
In smaller letters, are the words personal to Mr. Randolph?
That's a suspicious name.
Just right, the paintings. There are a small gallery of art, ancient icons, statues, and paintings.
What was the guy's name in Hong Kong again?
Ho Fong. Fong.
And in Darwin was?
Randolph. Shipping Company, Mr. Randolph. Okay.
Now we have addresses for both, right?
They had address for one, the Shanghai. The paintings are mainly on masonry and stucco-like surface, carefully separated from the original walls. Most are obviously Egyptian, Proto-Sumerian. Anybody got archaeology?
One percent. And I roll a 25. Oh, waste of a roll.
Okay. So nobody makes an archaeology roll. Do you guys have any Cthulhu mythos yet?
I have 8. Where did that come from?
The books.
Oh, yeah.
And also probably down in the bottom chamber with the zombies and that.
Yeah.
No, and I don't think I'm going to spend the luck.
I had 2, but that's not a success either.
Okay. These are everything seems to depict creatures you have absolutely no idea what they are.
But they're paintings, right?
There's different artworks, paintings, statues, icons. They're not paintings as in they're mainly on masonry and stucco-like surfaces, and they're separated from the original walls of this. So they're paintings on what would look like old wall pieces that have been cut out or broken off and brought here. They're not paintings on actual paper or parchment or canvas.
So Miles stepped away, but Betsy's going to ask him to start taking pictures with that camera of yours.
Yep, there's a small ornate chest.
Miles! Well, who had the camera? Was it Miles or Jim?
I think.
Because I thought Max's character was there, but I was thinking I got your names confused.
Oh yeah, no, Max's character is Jim and has a camera. I think
Jim. He has a camera, yeah.
Okay.
And there are books in the bookcase as well.
Okay. So, sorry for the confusion. Yeah, we'll grab those books, of course.
Okay, so who's looking where first? Where are you looking first? You've looked at the artwork. You've got a couple of crates which are closed.
Well, I can start browsing through the crates.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll start looking at the books.
I'll open one of the crates and see what they're what secrets they're holding.
Big one or the small one?
I think Betsy will go over to the crates too. She's not much for books.
I'll go with the big one, of course.
And I'll go to the small. So
you get a crowbar from the storage room upstairs. You open up the crate. Within the crate is a corroded brass statue of a bloated woman. Ew. Can you guys make me sand rolls?
I miss it by one. That is a fail.
Fail.
Oh, finally rolled well.
Okay. I mean, for
look
those,
at yeah. this.
So you all they look at it. Yeah. So.
Ah, my mom so, looked like that.
All those have failed. D6 sand loss.
What? Oh, Jesus.
It is ugly. It is horrible.
And the best?
Four.
That are dangerous.
One, two, three, four. What is it?
Pardon?
If you pass, how much was it?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Oh.
Are you okay, Ophelia?
It's mad.
It is large. I mean, in the old system, it's size 20, so it's 100, size 100.
Jesus.
So nothing to take with us.
What is it? Sorry? I think I missed that.
It is a statue of a bloated woman.
Oh, lovely.
It is ugly. I mean, you can make me... Cthulhu Mythos rolls, if you want.
Nope.
Okay, no.
I can try.
01 on Cthulhu.
Ooh, oh, wow!
Jim, we were asking you to start.
You made it.
By the way, while you were gone, Max.
Jamie, you made it, did you?
I did.
Yep.
Okay, you, for some reason, something popped in your head.
A rare occurrence.
This is a form of a ancient god who's known as Nyarlathotep. One of his many forms. He also, with a 01, is known by the name the Bloody Tongue. And the Dark Pharaoh.
I would share that with the group. Oh yeah, this is...
Wait. So we're looking for the cult, aren't we? Of the bloody tongue.
The bloody tongue. Yeah.
And you only just saw fit to bring this up.
Well, we hadn't seen this before. How was I supposed to know?
I just turn away and go back to looking at the books.
Well, this seems to be important, then. Should take it with us.
Size 100.
100 pounds?
No, physical size, so it's 100. So.
Oh! Oh, it's a big statue. Then we need to break it down. That's what I meant.
It's bronze, right?
It's ancient bronze, and yes.
Is there a hacksaw nearby?
No. Okay, the bookcase. While you guys are discussing, it's a glass-protected shelves of books and scrolls. Quickly recognize our volumes in German, French, Russian, Latin, and Spanish. And there are two in English. Ch-ch-ch-ch.
I know Italian, of course. Someone points it out.
Okay, you have...
Well, we already know there's books that are helping us unravel this mystery, so I'm sure we're going to take all of them, regardless of what they are.
Okay, first of all...
I agree with the lady.
You have the Gahan fragments. The Book of Dyzan, D-Y-Z-A-N. And the Liber Ivonis. There are 15 scrolls, all very old. Do you look at those scrolls?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not there, right? I was opening the crates.
Ophelia.
Yes.
Okay. So, 3 are in Arabic, 4 in Latin, and 2 in French, and 1 in English.
Do I speak any languages other than English? No.
But they look at the English poems, by what you can tell because of the way. There are 5 scrolls, 1 in Egyptian hieroglyphics, 2 in Egyptian hieroglyphics and 2 more in Arabic. That seems to be, or 3 more in Arabic. 1, 2, 3, yeah. They have pictures and diagrams as well as words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
We Do have we know anyone one, who reads Egyptian?
You did.
So the books, are they in English or
I'm not sure if I remember correctly. Sorry, where is my
Are these just standard Mythos ones?
Yeah, they're standard Mythos books, yeah.
Okay.
The ones I've pointed out.
I can look them up if you want.
Yeah. Yep, small ornate chest, small stone jar, and another wooden crate.
Yeah, I was, Betsy was at the smaller crate.
Okay, so you open up the crate. Weird. The other one has a sand roll, but this one doesn't. Within the crate is a 16-inch high representation of a humanoid figure whose evil's head is fringed by tentacles, wings on the back.
That sounds much more disturbing than an ugly woman.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's only 16 inches high. What do you do?
I'll try to grab it. Help me out here. Help me out.
You grab it? Yeah, it's only small.
It's only 16 inches.
So okay. You grab it, and you feel a tingling in your hand. It's going to crush your body.
I blink at Betsy. It's a tingling sensation. It's strange.
I just don't understand, Art. I just don't. It's weird.
Do the people with Cthulhu Mythos want to actually roll it?
Not really.
Can try.
Oh, 06. I will spin the low down to 02.
81.
Jamie, did you?
Jamie with his 01 again?
Yeah. That's a fail for me.
No.
No. So did nobody made it?
No, Betsy did.
Steve did.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Okay. You recognize this form as the form of Cthulhu.
What's Cthulhu you're grabbing there? It's ugly, ain't he?
Cthulhu?
Another ancient god. So, small stone chest, and small ornate chest, and a small stone jar. Just wait. Yeah, I think that's what's left in. This room. Yep. So, the ornate chest is fashioned of carved sandalwood and inlaid with a silver depiction of a really, really weird creature. If you open it up, there are two silver daggers. On the shelf with this is a jumble of dried bat wings, pickled toad eyes, claws of something, and so on. Small stone jar contains some powder in it. And it rests next to the ornate chest.
So, I'm sorry, you said the daggers were the only thing inside? Those claws and stuff were just carved into it?
There was some weird creature carved into it. The stuff, there was a pile of, there was only daggers inside it. There was a pile of bat wings and pickled eye, toad eyes and with claws of some sort.
I gotcha.
And other stuff. And then there was a small stone jar next to it, which had some powder. Yeah. Oh, by the way, yes, if you looked at the paperwork, there was a bundle of about 55 pound notes used, and passports all in Gavigan's name, all from different countries. Candles, matches, there's change of clothes in there as well.
The passports are all in his name?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, and all from different countries. Various countries.
All right, fellas. I'll say let's grab everything we can, take it with us, and burn this place down.
Yep, exactly.
got a lot of coal. Let's put a lot of, let's cover that statue in coal, that big one, see if we can melt it down when we burn the place.
You would have to, yeah, go back upstairs, then go down, like, the elevator, grab the coal, then drag it all the way back upstairs through the main floor to get it back into the room.
We're not going to melt down a bronze statue like that, are we? Let's just burn the place down and
yeah,
hope it collapses on in itself. And
well, this room is really thick concrete, though. We need to set a fire in this room, at least. I would think.
Plenty of crates.
Oh.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, they had some... Was there a couple cars or something outside? Or maybe we could find a can of petrol or something.
There's one car outside. You got your car that you hired. I don't... No, there's no trucks in there at the moment.
Okay.
Well, you know, this is a big building, too. I don't know if we should look through the rest of it before we burn it.
Yeah, probably be worthwhile.
Was there, like, straw or something as packing material in the crates or anything like that?
Yeah, there'll be straw and packing material in the crates, yep.
Well, there you go. I'll just toss a match in there.
Are we going to try to...
Don't worry. And I'll go ahead and do that.
You toss a match in there?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your luck? Okay, just make me a luck roll.
No.
Okay, it catches, but it doesn't like catch really quickly.
Well, that's fine. I'll just lean over it, blow on it a little bit, and move the straw around. Yeah.
Sorry, get it going.
I need a second here. There we go.
No, you get it going.
Every man's had that problem.
So what are you taking? You're taking the small idol of Cthulhu?
The small idol of Cthulhu.
All the books and scrolls.
Yeah, all the books. Scrolls.
Passports as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he cannot fly anywhere. And the... What was the other thing that we found?
We got the...
All the references on the books, you know, the shipping details.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the shipping manifests?
Yeah.
There's no shipping manifest, just you write down the details of where they're going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that thing... We've that got information might be useful later.
That sandalwood box, I don't know, we can grab those two knives out of there maybe, but the bat wings and all that other junk is just, it's just gross.
You can take the small stone jar?
Yeah.
With the powder?
Basically,
that we can carry with us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Daggers, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, just grab all the small stuff that we can carry.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you take the books.
You know, we've been through this on the Juju House, and we know that, you know, some of the artifacts we found were kind of powerful, and they had powers. So we don't know what of the things we find here have powers.
So you take the books and the scrolls? I take it? The books you mentioned and the scrolls? Yeah. Cool. You leave.
I think.
Car.
Oh, wait. We take the guard out of the sarcophagus and bring him outside of the burning building.
Okay. Okay.
I am glad that we did not forget that.
Yes. So, you guys drag him out and leave him in the backyard.
We'll take, very hey, happy hey, about hey, that hey, idea, but hey, that's okay.
Hey, Jamie. You have your box of matches, right? Or where's that box of matches? Just, like, sprinkle the matches around him.
I have to untie.
Okay.
But what if I need the matches later, boss?
Well, just sprinkle a couple matches on him and let's get out of here.
Okay, you're the boss. I do so.
Okay. And then you head into the car and leave.
Can we make sure that the thing is nice and well on fire before we leave?
Yeah, let's drive a bit around the corner and just watch it burn for a bit.
You can't really see anything because the room you built, started the fire in was underground.
I mean, assume we would have set his office on fire as well.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go around and everyone pick a room and light some curtains on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no arson roll.
That's because all Cthulhu investigators automatically have a skill of 97 in light fire.
Structural fire.
No, make me a luck roll to see how well.
Party loss luck.
28.
Alright. Ooh, hold on. That might not be enough. I have 24.
Oh, jeez. No.
Okay.
Wait, do we average our luck? Yeah.
Average it?
It's party. Party. Okay, so you do see a little bit of smoke. But at the same time as you're seeing the smoke, there is a Bobby walking down the street.
Oh.
Who also notices the smoke.
And then we just continue on our way out of there.
What do you do?
Are we in the car at this point, or are we in the building?
Yes, we're in the car.
I say we just nonchalantly make our way out of there.
So you drive off?
Wait. Is the car on and running? Yeah, because we already just drove around the corner and we were just there. Yeah, let's just drive off, but not, like, peel off.
Yeah, well, he's blowing his whistle, but he doesn't seem to be...
focusing on us?
No.
Good.
So...
oh, man.
You head off. Where are you going? Hooray. Back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got books to read.
Yeah. I'm going to swing by the Blue Diamond and at least let Miles know what's going on. Check on him.
Yeah. Well, let's just get everyone back to the hotel first and the stuff.
Okay.
And then someone else can go out and get him if he's not already back.
No, he'll be back by now because basically the Blue Diamond just went till midnight and then closed. Nothing unusual.
Cool.
All right. And you guys rock up. Oh, by the way, Miles, you would beat them back. As you enter the room, you notice, don't need a spot hidden, your room's been tossed.
All right. I will see if I can figure out if anything has been taken.
Okay.
Is this weird? I don't know if we were. We're probably sharing rooms a little bit.
I think you're sharing an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything mythosy you guys had that was left back in the rooms is gone. The books.
All right.
So we made a trade.
So I think I will inspect the scene for any sort of evidence that might have been left behind to figure out who they were, since that's my job.
Yep, me too.
Well, wait, you're not back yet, I don't think.
Oh, right, nice. There you go.
Because I get back to the hotel before you guys, apparently.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Make me... it's going to be a post spot here. Okay, make me spot here in the roll.
All right. That is not a success.
Nope, you don't. You can't see anything to work out who
and
could.
I will start to question. So we're in an apartment building or a hotel, right? With
hotel
thing. Yeah.
Yep.
So I will.
And you guys are sweet.
I will. So can I tell even how they broke in, if they came through the window or the door? Is anything damaged in that sense?
Nothing damaged.
Okay. So I'll start by going down to the front desk. And I will say that I will ask if somebody came to visit me within the last couple hours. I was expecting somebody, and I think they might have... maybe they stopped at the desk and you sent them up or something?
No, nobody.
Nobody came for me. Nobody's asked about me since we moved in.
No.
Okay. And I think I would like to. And let me give a let me do a little psych roll on him. See if he's hiding something. That is a success on the front desk man. I work him. I'd bribe. He seems to be telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's too bad. And, looking at the room tossing, does it look like something that could have been done pretty quietly, or did they sort of break things? Is this a message, or is this a theft?
It's a theft.
Okay. So I think it could have been done reasonably quietly.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless, I'm going to go and knock. It's kind of late, but I will go and knock on the next door apartment and see if anyone comes.
You make me a luck roll. Let's see if there's anybody in there.
88 is not going to be lucky.
No, no answer.
All right. So nobody answers. All right, I guess I will. Do we have, how many rooms do we have? Just the one? We have to have a couple.
You basically would have one lounge room in the center, central room, and say about four or five bedrooms off it. It's a suite.
Okay. So I'm going to assume I've already sort of inspected the whole suite then, right?
Yes.
When I was looking for evidence and so forth.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess in that case, I will just...
And every room's been searched.
Right. I will just sit quietly and wait for the others at this point, since I don't see any evidence and I don't think there's anything else I can do immediately.
Okay, the others turn up.
Oh. Greetings.
Oh, things you missed, my friend. Things you missed.
Well, it looks like you missed something as well. While we were all out, somebody came and took some books. So before you run in, I didn't see anything, but... I don't know if somebody else wants to Jim, if you want to take a look around and see if you catch anything. Looks like they did a pretty clean job of it, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
All right, well, don't mess things up. I know you don't. Oh, never mind. Again, I guess maybe.
I get a 99 on my spot hidden.
Oh, great.
Oh, just wait. You've got dirt on your shoes. On your nice shoes. Ophelia.
What? Oh, I need to buy new shoes now. Jesus.
So I'm going to burn a couple of my luck points and pass the spot hidden as well.
You don't really see much in the way of evidence. There's no cigarettes or anything like that. Yeah. You do believe it's... You think it's definitely was someone with a key. The door wasn't forced. The windows weren't broken.
All right.
New hotel?
Report this to the staff?
Good.
Or maybe we can figure out who was working.
What were we going to say? That someone broke into our rooms and stole all our stolen goods?
Yeah, some relics that we're carrying around.
We really don't want the police to be involved, do we?
No, but...
We do have a friend in the police department, but I tend to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they had the keys, then it was an inside job, or...
No, or bribery, yeah.
Well,
yeah, the front desk guy didn't seem to know anything, but you never know.
Well, he's in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's possible. He seemed like he was on the up, but, yeah.
Or they just picked the lock.
Yeah.
Can we make a big lock and just to see if, you know, someone was playing around with the lock of our door?
Yeah, maybe Ophelia can notice some scratches or something on the lock.
Make me a lockpick roll.
Okay.
The professional.
Right. So 0-0. 0.
I have lockpick. I can check as well.
Well, you could have before she broke the lock.
That's true. Really, really, really bugging you.
Oh, yeah. I have to go change, right?
I did succeed on my locksmith, if that helps.
No, it does not look to be... It does not look like anybody's tried to pick it.
Yeah. Doesn't look like anyone's trying to pick it. Probably had a key, yeah.
Interesting. So which one of us did they pickpocket? We all still have our keys?
Yeah, you've all got your keys.
Hmm.
What do we think? They just... I guess they got a key from the desk. They must have... Unless they have... So who's been following us? Somebody must have...
Probably Gavigan.
I think it's from the Blue Diamond. I mean, that's the...
Obvious.
I feel like we made the biggest either that or the newspaper guy.
Make me an idea check.
Make you a check idea?
Or Gavigan. Idea. I mean, he was kind of suspicious of us when we talked about a couple things.
Idea. 0-1 on that.
That's a hard success for me.
0-1.
Oh, damn.
That's an idea and a half.
Your mind goes basically straight to Gavigan. Two people did hand out cards saying where you're staying to Gavigan.
Oh my
god. I think what's going on, didn't you give him like cards of where we were staying and your names and so forth?
Yeah.
All right, so he has enough money to bribe, you know, the whole staff of this hotel, so...
sounds like you got him back a little bit.
You guys did talk about moving hotels, but you never did.
I think we should move now.
Yes, that seems like the best plan.
At 2 a.m?
Later. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only other option would be to set up a trap for them, but I think...
And you've tried to burn down his place now.
Well, the other thing is that he should have taken our stuff somewhere, and we're sure that he didn't take it back to the foundation, right?
I don't know. How well did you look?
Well, he would have been
doing it while you guys were breaking in over there. He must have been breaking in over here.
Yeah, yeah. I've been on mute, but Betsy's been talking about his house. we know where he lives, so
yep.
That's our other lead right there. And we know he's dirty because of the evidence we found, and you know we figure he did this.
Oh yeah,
we could make another. The night is still young.
I mean, that might be a good idea, stake out his house and see when he leaves.
Well, he's going to have servants.
Brace him in his house if you want.
Burn his house down with him inside it.
That's always an option. Now that we know that he's got his hands dirty and all these business.
It's not a house. He lives in an apartment in Mayfair, which is part of a set of apartments.
We could go pay him a visit.
He does have a country house.
Huh. Right. Probably where he keeps all his good stuff.
Do we know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We should.
Ophelia worked that out last time.
Is it, by any chance, I don't know if we figured this out last time, near where those... I keep forgetting that little town. Yeah, the attacks.
That's pretty far away.
No, it's in a place. It's called. That's right. I think it's. Where is it? You did write it out, didn't you?
We did Derwent something or another.
I'm just trying to think.
So I think like if he just did this, and if we go to the three places where he could be potentially, if we see activity on any of the three places, then that's the place where our stuff is. That's my thinking.
We see a what in any of the three places?
I assume that's where our stuff is going to be. And if we see some sort of activity on any of
activity, the places. Right.
Yeah.
No, you didn't write it down, but okay. He has an apartment in Mayfair, and he has this way. Let me get to it. A manor house. In a country estate in Essex.
Is that the same thing as the manor house? Or
the yeah, that's the manor house. It's a manor house on the country estate in Essex. It's in the midst of marshes at the edge of the North Sea. It's about half an hour from London. I'm sorry, an hour and a half from London.
It's got to be in his apartment. If he did something, if he did a midnight or even had a midnight raid done on our hotel room, it seems unlikely that he would have bothered to take something out far away tonight. I mean, it may end up there eventually, but
I agree.
If we're going to act fast, then that's going to his apartment, it seems like.
I agree. The problem is that Mayfair is a really nice area, so they're bound to have a doorman on the building and servants inside and that kind of thing. How obvious do we want this to be?
I guess it's a good question. So he didn't send us a message. He just took something. Do we want to send him a message, or do we just want to get his stuff back?
Well, I think we just want to get our stuff back.
Well, even if we wait for day, that might be tricky to do subtly. But we do have some quality people here.
We could set up like a trap / parlay for him, but I don't know. He's already broken in and gotten our stuff once, and it seemed like he had access to a good amount of muscle. Might not be good.
Although, you know what? Our limitations are the same thing, or the same as his. As far as that being an obvious, well-populated place and very public. So we could always just go there and demand to see him.
Maybe catch him off guard. I mean, he probably wouldn't say no to talking to us.
Yeah, we could at least have it out a little bit there.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Well, any other suggestions?
I can go talk to him. I put the fear into him if you want, boss.
I really want to see that.
The other thing is we should consider how many of us he's seen. The guard's going to have a description of Tito and Jamie and myself, and he's seen Miles and Jim. I guess it only leaves Ophelia.
She is the rich one.
Mm-hmm.
I have no
Get right in there, Mayfair.
That's no.
Maybe you could go offer to see if you can buy something from him as completely unrelated. You couldn't go now, of course. You have to go during the day, but.
They're probably following us, aren't they? I'm sure they know all of us.
Seems likely. They probably followed us this evening, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting that they didn't apparently stop you guys, so maybe they didn't follow you.
Yeah, maybe they weren't quite as on guard as they will be now, Maybe they were content with finding out where we lived and... If they find us again, they'll follow us, kind of thing.
Seems likely.
By the way, all your notes have been rifled through as well. Sorry.
Oh!
But not taken? That was awfully polite of them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Should we just get out of London?
And let him get away with this?
Well...
We've already let.
What's our other option? Get murdered while we sleep.
Right.
We already let Ngagwe or whatever Ngwani, get away in New York.
Yeah. Just leave powerful enemies behind you in every city you go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I say we know. He's behind all this, and we should go after him.
You know what?
We know where he lives.
Yeah, but you know what? As well, we do know where he lives, and very soon, if not already, he's going to be notified about his foundation. If we think that's where our items are,
that maybe someone else, because he didn't come in here and do it himself, obviously. Whoever he had come and do this job is probably back at his place right now. We could always wait and watch for them.
Yeah, but the police were already there, and I think returning to the scene of the crime might not also be the best idea.
No, at his apartment.
Oh, at the apartment. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that would give us another lead. Of course, we do have the old man.
The old man.
The old man, the painter, the artist.
Oh. Does he have any relation to this?
He was painting this type of thing. We saw something. We had a painting of the, I'm sure it's gone now as well. The
some a type painting of the bloody tongue on top of the mountain in Kenya.
Right, the Black Mountain. Winged.
So yeah, that's
the painting. The painting is gone also?
He said all the mythos-y type stuff. Is it gone though, Gary? I guess we can be specific.
Yes, it's gone.
We do have pictures of it, so we have records.
Yeah.
That was good. That was an ugly piece of work anyway.
So maybe that's our connection, our easy or low lying fruit. Gavigan's gonna be on his guard now. While he's dealing with the burning building, we go to that artist's house. I mean, I mentioned before that it's tailor made for his visit. It's got blackout stuff all over the walls and windows, and it's just a couple of old people who clearly know something. It's kind of tailor-made for a visit from some determined tough guys. Here she puts her arm on Jamie's shoulder.
He is determined to be tough.
Well, so, go ahead. Why don't we leave it there for tonight?
Okay.
Because it's only got 15 minutes, and I think before you guys decide to break into anything else or burn down anything else,
burn down London.
Yes, the Great Fire of London was started not.
I think we'd be a lot safer in jail, so let's see if we can arrange that to happen.
So cool. You guys are back at the hotel deciding what to do.
I think whatever we do, wherever we go, we leave a guard from now on.
Yeah, agreed.
I think the first thing you guys want to do is change hotels.
Yes, in the first thing in the morning.
Well unless unless we do something tonight. I think that's
right.
We could take our things with us and not come back to the hotel, but go, I don't know, whatever we do tonight, if we do something. I think it's a good idea to go ahead and leave immediately. Because, you know, when the guard wakes up, he'll have descriptions of us, and, you know, Gavigan knows.
Well, and the police might not take too friendly, and there's really no reason that he won't go. They won't go to the police. Right? I mean, they know who exactly just burned down this public building. Or not public building, but, you know, well-known building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems likely that the cop's going to be here pretty quickly in the morning.
Yeah. In any event, we have a window of opportunity tonight as well. If we want to go visit either Gavigan's apartment or anything while he's occupied.
And then we get arrested.
And then we get arrested, yeah. And then the cops take our stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. We could stash our stuff as well somewhere. Police. So that if we are picked up later,
we don't lose it all?
Yeah, exactly. With the idea of, you know, like the old unmarked locker in the bus station or something. Obviously, that's not, you know, the solution, but something like that where you put it somewhere for safekeeping and come back and get it.
Good idea.
Yep. Now, next Sunday.
Sunday.
Next Sunday game. I'm actually not going to be able to GM because the day after is my son's first day back at school, and make sure I'm awake and ready for that.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you guys want to do a one-off next week.
I'm going to be away at a UK convention then, but might possibly be able to join if someone has a scenario.
Well, I can be ready with a Cthulhu Dark one shot.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Do we need, like, I've never played Cthulhu Dark. Do we need, like,
You don't need anything.
Okay.
I'll send out an email.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, Gary. Yeah. Thanks.
Heck yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of quite interesting where you
guys are. Oh dear. I know that sound, that
interesting
that
sound.
Tone of yeah. You poor fools.
What have we missed?
Okay. Have yourself a good day and good night and a good week.
All right. Later, guys.
Next time.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Take care, guys.
Bye.